So over there, so he's lying back in the big factory, the flesh is relatively soft. So the hanging factory is a feature, or hanging factory combined with insufficient insufficient to be agreed into the relatively soft tissue of the big factory. But a capital paper, so they are going to be required relatively hard substance of the iron and the steel. So Hades actually gave insufficient to be magnesium into the substitute of the insufficient. When Hades actually combined with the insufficient is not capable of being magnesium into the hard material of the iron of the substance. That's why we have to include it. In the second material, and you're hungry in the question. So he says, then how is the rest of the product of the material? The reason is because who is the rest? Oh, I'm here. And the second material, how is the material? It's like that. You say it's a fashion of the other person after the other. You can be that very interesting, because very different. You can have your family. You can be the boy. Community place about the abandoned house, the fashion culture, the abandoned neighborhood, our community to be that. We derive in some, the fear of man, the job of the very fear of the boy out of the boy out of the power of community in a high school industry. All right, here we go.
The first of the hour, coming with the boy out of the first morning with our love and existence. How do you? It takes over to a reaching the family in post. It is spread. So then it comes something again. We have to look for some family. Even though it is spread, but if we still find right there, so it's something. The family is clear and very adequate. The family is our love. Our faith is our love. We make our love. We look for it. Abu Dhabi, Ahmad Dino, the ring also, the best difference between the mega of Queen and Israel and the going of Tesi Tabaha. Tesi Tabaha, the Allah knew, he was moved up for 7 days on account of the Tesi Tabaha. And then again, the 7 days, he didn't spread the regional power, but he didn't become any dimmer. Even though it didn't spread, so he had to be moved there for another 7 days. Unless he becomes human. But here, if he don't start walking the end of 7 days, and didn't spread, even though he's the same, he didn't become any human. So he's already told. I was told when he has the function, now let him start cutting. You haven't even done the time, and when he died, the thing is done good and it's very helpful. In other words, so I'm calculating for the contrast between Queen and Yehud on one hand, and Tesi Tabaha on the other hand, is the fact that there is no theology, and there is no Christian, there is no spreading, even though he becomes human, he becomes soil. So if you say, he's a Arab, he's in a dog and a Arab. The family is our local teaching that only if we heard that our main power is the only person, part of our local cause. Now, so we have the same belief, but clean by the definition is the boy, in other words, it is produced by the soul, by the matter, and we are saying the bird is the bird. Now, so even when it's produced with matter, so it's also because of the heat that accompanies the matter. But then it is clear. Now, so the price is there, but suppose he got it to Hamid Valley, and then a satisfier, Hamid Valley is a diamond. So he had a fire, but he had a fire is not something that is. From memory, he becomes suddenly on the score of truth, not on the score of truth. Yeah. This is what Bible says. He's very local to his head and he gets it to have his well. Behold, there was a little matter says. Now, in respect to Sabbath, so there is a matter says, between the Rabbinity and the Rabbinity. According to the Rabbinity of Rabbinity, some battle with the Hamishari is not high. It's not high. Because Hamishari is not fire. According to Rabbinity, so Hamishari and battle with Hamishari is high. In other words, Hamishari contradict is not considered a spirit of Hamor, but a spirit of the Gemara says, in verse 0, it is in the Holy Spirit of Hamor. I mean, the literal meaning of that is that it becomes interchangeable with or repetitive by. I mean, in the Holy Spirit means perfect by or it's interchangeable. With the door of the gate. Now, what does it mean? So, when we learn last year, at the end of last year, we learn that tomorrow. So, we explain it. In other words, you see, Jenny is the lady that has rested in the scripture of the image of Ilmago that called Jenny to Maya. And then, but the basic word of Jenny has reference to the Jenny to Mato, which is a place, which was a place in ancient times in Jerusalem. And that was the place that is mentioned in Jeremiah, I mean, where the ancient pagans, the Jewish pagans, or the non-Jewish pagans, used to sacrifice their children to the most. So that was Jason Hinnom. And that, so the basic, so then basically, has reference to that place that was that place was a volcano and it was very, very hot. Like all other volcanoes, like certain geysers, I mean, are very, very hot. So this and this was a volcano and it was very hot. And it was so hot that the pagans were able to burn their children to the most. So that was used. And that is mentioned in the beginning, I mean, in the beginning. And that term then is also used for the English of the Gemara. Now, it is obvious that when the Gemara says, the point of the ancient, so how is value is the diver? What is the diver? The diver is also a volcano in the origin. I mean, how do you get that thing? That because a volcano represents events in the crust of the earth. And there is molten rock, magma. So that produces heat. So the geyser is of the same origin and of Hamish Valley, of any geyser, is considered like this without a double. And if someone is in battle, something and the heat of the geyser will be higher. Why? Because the heat is not filled with hammer, it's considered filled with air. So what is higher? Because you find in the heat, that you refer to the age of them. The age of them is what the Indian God used to sacrifice their children to the moment. So that is referred to the heat. Of this and human is the first thing. And that is a volcanic allergen. So there is an analogy. There is an analogy between Hamish Raya, which is a volcanic allergen, and yeah. So this is what he says. He will say, I'm going to be left without this from them. So think of that is how is it that he had the plan to say that
he's somebody in the sea. A bird who hangs well. So then he's somebody underscore three. Not underscore mister. Why? Because hangs well is nothing. Is nothing. So of course it is half. But every time we meet a matter with someone, he produces it. So it's nothing. But so people in the culture of one of them understand. But the culture of the industry, so these are his doubles. And it's very considerable things. So these are two years. It should also be considerable things. That's the fact. And people that mean to the person who's going to hear. So you say, I'm sitting here for example, for the Benjamin. Several times on your name, you need to use this thing. You're going to show this thing. This is the high area of the user mind. In other words, here there is not just a question of things or some other issues that originate in another source. Even if it is age, but if it is age, is the user mind, so then it is not only underscore this. When we stop underscore here, only we can age. In other words, not the difference. An age that is produced by that. An age that is produced by that. All right. Mutter is critical. We count it. Half of that is faith that is born in the story. We hire the Sabbath, that is here the Sabbath, the hood, la vida is the hobby, is the chicken coffee room, is it an age in the room and a high. Now, so here we say that one is allowed to share in the river with the sacrificial resort, and that is sacrificial resort. Even though there's a lot of the right, you know, the many families go, hey, the love of the government of Nahira, the love of the government of the Tehov, two love. Of not to be many families go, hey, but it's not something that matters. Why? Because the damage is more than the benefit. After all, because as long as there is a life, so it can fulfill a three functions. We got it, got it working, with the future, and then at the end, after extracting the maximum benefit, you know, to working, the future, the way to have Achilles too. But then when you slaughter it, the only use you can have is Achilles. So there is more damage than benefit. So it's not considered damage. Now, some chapter says, aloha, the dominant chapter is higher. But the culture is further. Still, we say that if someone is here to double the good lavish, lavish the hobby. So it's not even mutaba here. So it's considered the chapter. Why the chapter? Because the chapter is in the east area of the heart. So it's the Elohim of logic. So even when, through the scripture, it remains also a Bahile Bahoy, but on account of death, the removal of the east of the high is something that is taken on some of the Hamway, with the Bahile, and the adapted as an area. It certainly can become good as an area. So can you say, Sami Sami, in Rehat Masele that was here. The thing is, it's important, what is Rehat Masele? So the Tachim is coming. Aber in the Kukuli, yes, I was Kuli. Aber in the end, but in the Hobby, the Hobby was no, he is the Kukuli, yes, I was Kuli. So he says, by Sabe, there is a lot of Rehat Masele. So the motive of the person, the component of the person is a very important factor. So in many ways, He wants death too. He wants the death. So he wants death to go, and there is an element of this. Even by this about his own element of this. Because he's made clear to the Israel of Nahai. So, and since he's done intensively deliberately by him, so the Melee is completely satisfied for any matter of this. Materialistically, with Amisha Anoye, so the Kabbalah of the person is not important. So there, the criteria is what is more. The element of Tikkun is more, the element of Tikkun is more. So when you kill an animal, So the element of damage is more than the element of peace. But the person wants it, so he wants it, because people, many times, and perhaps most of the time, are interested in doing that which is more damaging than benefit. But still, it's not considered harmless. All right. The reason of it. So, the more the cut, it is your share to share, because you see, there is a need to share, because of the fear to share. The more it is, or am I asking on where the sacrifice of the Chobi, he was in the lab in there. All right. For this now, the same thing that I'm doing, sacrifice, that means somebody acquired the sacrifice from Chobi. So how is he after it? Some of the charity is in the table. The same thing to the charity of the So if somebody buys from Nochi, he gets a sacking that was used for Dolma Shorishi. The Nochi certainly used it for Dolma Shorishi. So in order to calculate the type of the sacking, all he has to do is to rub it and to bend it against Kausha Kosher, to hard ground. Yudkiyom, Tempom, so that will remove all the Isha that is needed to the service of the Tzad. So the Tzad will need to be out of the Tzad. The Rishboya is good. So it do not require that in order to catch up, the Tzad is already coming, that it should keep it in fire until it becomes, it produces power. That's legal. I'm doing it now. So, I think to say, most of them is kind of like over here, you know, about a bit more. They, the more has left the day where the person who is tackling the Sakin Sarakum, he wants to use it for coal. So many ladies will not be able to do it in my detailing the BFCCR that is absorbed in the interior of the Sakin. But he's going to use it for Dvorim Asurim, so there is a great deal of grief that becomes not just attached, you know, loosely to the surface of the Sakin. Sometimes, you know, we have grief that attached, that adheres to the surface of the Sakin. But it only adheres loosely, mildly, it's not firmly attached, it's not impregnated in the surface of the tail. So in order to remove that, all you have to do is take your head, a piece of cloth or a piece of paper, and you wipe it off, that's all. But sometimes, on account of the constant use, so it becomes so hard, it becomes mummied, impregnated into the surface of the tail. But it's not beruah, because beruah means if it's visible, it's not beruah. Beruah means that it's absorbed in the interior. In other words, when the beruah, when it's pushed into between the molecules of the substance of the tail, so then it's not visible. But sometimes you can see night, and you see there is grease, but the grease is so hard that it's mummied and pregnant into the night. That's not beruah, that's a den. But it's a different type of a den. You cannot remove it by taking the piece of cloth, a piece of paper, and cleaning it off. And just by washing it in cold water, you cannot remove it. You have to delay it with power in order to remove that den that became hardened, that became impregnated into the surface of the den. So only if he wants to use the sacking for coal. So then it will not be Islam that which became Islam in the interior of the sacking. So it's enough, you can be targeted of your material, if he wants to use it for heart, so then the use of heart will be matched with the debris from the melee in order to remove, to calculate
you have to be loving it in fire until it's fine. Or you can, or so, I will ask the thing of the more you are in the middle of the street in the area. You have to ask you, you can see the detail. You can. So, because here, he is using it for Christ. He wants to use it for Christ. That is what he's calling with the miracle. And the more why this is the case, where is love? Because in order that he should record him with Mandoma, who says he's a Christian Isaiah. So he is a Christian Isaiah, then he is capable of being martyred. So he has to be to calculate completely. So how will he calculate? In order, you know, to remove the whole Israel only by being loving it until it's past. Die Maß war hoch in die Wohnung nicht. Ich habe mich in der Mutter mit der Zeit, dass die Säule von der Schule, was Ruhe ist, dass die Lande, die Kriege, die Kultur, was man, die Säule war so, die Koma kann ich das hier, die Kriege, ich habe die Nummer, wo man die Nummer, die Kriege, die Kriege, die Kriege, die Kriege, so die Morte, die Morte, that the way to cut, Sakim of Chom for Pesach is by the Magdalene in boiling water. You don't have to be Malabo. You don't have to be Malabo. So when you have the time, you see how you can come to the material for that. You see how you can set up at the door. After that, the house to be here, have you sure, you come to the house, have a fair. Have a fair. So in other words, so that, on that point, there is a Machwege. You see, but I'm thinking that Chomet Kol HaShonah is considered a terrible. Of course, Chomet something there is considered a terrible. Now, the Gemara in Arizor says, regarding the beer, says you cook the hatos in the pot. So when it is absorbed by the pot, the particles of the hatos, it's better, but after this Malago, it becomes Misha, so it becomes Misha. But at the time it becomes absorbed, it becomes Misha, it's better. So it's a terrible. So the Gemara says that when do we say that Koldova Tetak Misha out in the air? Koldova Tetak Misha out in the air, we discussed it in Riecha, we discussed it in Riecha. It's Koldova Tetak Misha out in the air. Koldova Tetak Misha out in the air. So it has to be moving in fire, because Kol Dovah Tzi Yoreh Beis, Tavim Obeh Yisitoy, Avim Obeh Yishchat, Chlasho Yoreh Beis, Tavim Obeh Mai. So that is Chlasho Yoreh Beis, if it is used out in my name, let's say pot, or let's say all kinds of silverware that are not used directly on fire, but they are only used. Let's say it really is not fire, but that is to the medium of mind. So, Tavir Oba Mai. But, Kol Oba, at the end of the day, like the spit. So, a boiler, something like that. So, that is used directly on fire, not to the medium of mind. So, Tavir Oba Mai, so you have to be Mlavne. Mlavne, to what extent? You have to Mlavne, to what extent? To the extent that that is part, it produces part. So that's only when it is durable. But suppose it is put to speak and weak. You boil a cotton, so it is durable, and even though after being alive, so it becomes nature, but at the time of the year, it was a durable, so you can calculate by simply being moderate. Even though it's out that Yishiyal Deishman. When do we say that word that Yishiyal Deishman is required to live in Gomorrah? Only if it is durable. Not if it is a terrible. So if it is a terrible, even though it's that Yishiyal Deishman is, all that is required is a Gomorrah. Now, so let's say, suppose your head is thick and weak. You boil something new, see something like that. And you want to use it, top rate.
You don't have to, I'll begin, you don't have to be loving and thanking me for being smart, but I'll begin if you are marvelous. If you don't have any cup of boiling water, it's enough. But, so we are marvelous. Instead of being marvelous, something that is bacterial ways, and it's a terrible, we subject it to a living cow. Because the living cow is as good as a goy, can you get us a goy? The living cow means that the cat meat from Bacchus is green. A piece of straw, it will catch fire. Of course, if you, we don't have straw available, I mean, but if you can buy it with a piece of paper, and paper will change, so certainly cat will be cut, because cat, burns more readily than paper. So that's living cow. So living cow, so we are machia to realize the living cow is something that is attainable. Let's say if you want to cut something that is used for milk, for places, all right, the Mogadro mentions that there is a limit in agriculture for milk to place. But that's only a limit, you can cut it. You can cut a milk tailor for a place to tailor. As a matter of fact, if you have to cut it from homage to paper, so even if I mean you can cut from milk to place. So you don't have to realize the rule of even living cow. So why is the living cow sufficient? Because I'm going to. So this is what we want. Now there is a greatest retaining from the time of Ramban as to whether homage colachono is considered a terrible act. Or Homet Kolachono is considered insurable. Of course, Homet on Pesach is certainly, if it's certain daily was used for Homet on Pesach, then it's of course it's insurable. But if something was used for Homet Kolachono, and Homet is Mutter, so Ramtam Kite is that it is available. Other things say that it is insurable, because they can't, right now, Homet is Mutter Kolachono. But this is the kind of sin that is also on Pesach. So the middle is considered insurable. Alright. So the river of the family is the Chalit of 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 the Chalit. So the question is, why does Rabbi say that he made new knives, he had new knives made for him, for Pesach? Just demand the homage ticket, for Pesach? So the answer is, Machmer Adonai. So this is Rabbi Tam. Now, what will the saying say? What we say is more talking that the says a human being. So don't you think say it all depends. Sometimes we use the sacking to cut a piece of meat that is being put on fire on the street. So then that sacking is bacterial day, and sometimes you don't use the sacking on the fire itself. But if you take the sacking, you put the sacking, let's say, in the path or you want, as the meat is in the path, in the relation, you want to cut it into smaller slices. So in the Khaname, when Gemore and Abu Zorah said that sacking is lava failure, the Gemore has reference to the sacking mandali that are used on fire. And Gemore and Sorin says that the great tree, as reference to Sakim Masani, you know, the meat knife, that you use only on a cleavage, you don't use them on fire itself, on the stick, on the spoon. So this is what this is. And the other thing is, alright, the Mire, the Holy Mosque, the use of the intermediate of the Eichin and Masconi use of Rabat, the Eichin Rabatam, the Hochem and the Sente, Iron and the Sakim Mire, and that's the other. Ketelim ben bottom, they have it, tajmishin al leh. There's no way. Ulehoche boi leh. So this is the city of Yadrishin. but it still hinges on the tongue. Ulohe boy, the day can name the Kohoja will be deceptive, but it's good in my story. I was a kind of peace and my own son, but a king, so we have still hinges on the tongue. But a king, the son is a reaction with the Kohoja, for either or even a mayor, she took a little bit of a common stack of the mayor, she will be very וגם בהפך עם הפוסר גם יכול, וכן יקרים שעוד את שתתים של בימם. וגם איתם רואים איתם, כי זה יהיה כתתים שלו ייקח, ויחלשים עוד יום במשרה מאירוע בלוח. So now we have another מחלקת between the ריבום and the ריבום. Now, דובו שתתים של יאו נראה. דובו שתתים של יאו נראה. So, תהלוך עם יאו, that it requires legal government. Not just a court. So according to the reform, if it was used once, I'll be a man. So you have to calculate, so it requires a rebuff, according to Rabbi Tam, no. Only when something is constantly used, I'll be a man. But if it was just used as a koyev alma, not constantly, then it doesn't require a rebuff. And you can make a go. Now the question of why is, now these halachas are based upon the mitzvah. So what difference does it make whether it was used constantly or if it was used once? If it was used once, it was doing an isha. And then you cannot extract it unless, you cannot extract it completely unless you subject it to the moment. So the answer is that in a chanami, the reason that Rav Meir would agree that suppose you use a sack of aleich mamet for dvorim atzur. Aleich mamet. You cut, let's say, a piece of meat of the tailor that was boiling and it spit on the fire. So you cut that piece of meat that was there with a certain sack, and then you want to calculate with the same flare. So it was not something that I said. So then the Rebbe Rav Meir would be made it that you have to subject it to the Rebbe. But usually when we are magil something, so we wait in fresh. Not that it's a mask. You don't have to wait in fresh. But then there are all kinds of problems, I mean, of which you have to take, or you have, with which you have to cope. You have to make sure, I mean, that the mind has shifted negative the whole gear itself. We don't know how much it is in the layout, but has shifted negative the whole tailor. So the usual way of being magical is after waiting in the thread. So when you are magical something after you wait in the thread, so in the right, you don't have to capture it all together. Because it's facing down and down. So only the abalon. So see, it's only the abalon. So the detail of the of Rabbi Tami, the sheet of Rabbi Tami, that you don't have to make a little gong. The Chachomim didn't require you to make a little gong. When did the Chachomim require you to make a little gong, or even though it's a tummy tray? When the Rai says, cannot ask her, only when it's used counsel. And the remorse is that even though you want to catch it after it stayed idle for a flesh, so you still have to realize the rhythm. But even Rabbi Tam that if he wants to catch it within the Mishrech and use it within the Mishrech, even Rabbi Tam that even though it was used just once, he has to realize the rhythm. Rabbi Tam will be able to hear the Mishrech, and Rabbi Tam will be able to hear the Mishrech. Wie ich da nicht wie auch die Ehe hier, sage da Gott, die Hommasche sind das Naderlis. Die Hommasche sind für uns, mit all die Rechrin, Peri Bagol und Geschehen. Wenn sie Dirk, die Dirk, wo kommt ich nicht an der Ehe hier, in jedem mit dem Leben und Bagol, du und ihm, und Peri kommt noch an der Leidenschaft, nie mit der Arbeit des Herres, du und ich sage da, Bagol, wo ich auch mal komme, ich auch in Wiesley, Peri Bagol und Geschehen, aber in jedem mit dem Leben und Bagol, Alright. Hashikh in the sack of the Chobot. Rabo Makeli.
צורך להמי דיינטים בו שהיא בת יאים. דילב אוכל, מה יקרה לי לרע? Because if it's not yaitin bo shehi bat yaim on, and stam keilim yaim on, so why do they have to be keilim? Yilav oche amai keilim tirat, ho stam keilim, so it's chodim inem yaim on. So it's the stam lezat, so it doesn't become oshet. לגבי ארבעה רבי שיקרא זה בת נוצרה לזור המסתכל לגמור עם טוב הרב מסתם לגמות ומוס. So there is an alternative, the trap holds that מסתם לגמות מותר לי, הרב is the one that says Caleb. So obviously, רב was the preference, the case were no one to but Caleb. It's not in מסתם לגמות. וראי מסתם Caleb ביטחון, אני אומר משם שלו ביטחון, מסתם בפרק עם העמידים ביור. And for us, we will be more emissions before the Shokir of South, because the Goyim use it in their Kale, and they have Riasis. We call them out, and I mean, this is how Shmuel explains the mission. And then the Gemara says, the Kabir of Yisrie will be in a, after Rabbi Nakodesh. Nim no Allah be Kero, which means the Sabra, which is Tam with Gamut. The Tam with Gamut, Koma, Haimim Shimbe, Yimeyeu. So in other words, so that's the reason why Rabbi Yudin Yisrael is the name of matter. Why? Because it's the name of Sintam. We've got, why is it the name of Sintam? We've got, because the Kehilim of the Yichotim that has the Bliyas Yisrael are in the Yehim. The Tam, the Tam, the Tam, the Tam, the Yehim. The Yehim, the Yehim. But, maybe so, we could say, no, right, that because the name of Yehim, Maybe the Mitzvah is that the Bliyas Yisrael of the Kehilim in Shemen gives a Tam Gam even though it is the Bliyas. Because there's a Mitzvah, there are certain things that give it Tam Pogo. So maybe in Shemen, Bliyas Yisrael gives it Tam Pogo, not because Tam Kehilim is in the Mirko. They only not feel like Shabbat is there. Who needs to come with Gambi Shemen, did King Kashima speak? The host, the Shayat Vash. So the Mishnah says, the Shemen Shalakum, the Chachomim Av. But Vash Shalakum, the Chachomim didn't ask. Why didn't they answer? For the same reason that they answer Shemen Shalakum. Because of the Bria Sisa and the Kaling in which the Shemen is handled by the Akum. So they should offer the Dvash Akum also because of the Bliyas Isha in the Kehilim in which the Dvash is handled. So you want to say, the first one by the Echazah, Yim Yishmael Hu Bemishnesof, Vim Yishidu Rikhovim, Neishim Tamwil Gam Huta, Vika Bishem Nasur, Bishem Nasur. So it says, because it will be Neishim Tamwil Gam. So the question is, Monashah, Rabbi Yudel Yisrie was matir what Rabbi Nakodesh Adam. Why? Because, so he was matir in Shem Shalakum. Because it's not in the game. So it's not in the game. So that means that Rabbi Nakodesh asked this in spite of the fact that it's not in the game. So why didn't he ask her, why didn't Rabbi Nakodesh ask her Vash for the same reason? The answer is there is one difference. I see the Elohim time in Gabi Dvash, at whom Shem Meru Shem, they see Tav Di Dvash with God. Avra Shemen, in Abgam, Elo Mishum Shein, Ibe Yei. So that was, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Asher, Shemen, even though by Shemen. So it's also, they see Tav Di Dvash, on account of the fact that the Yisrael is already born. But they are vis-a-vis Shemen, so why then does it give it tampon? Because the Bria Kisya that is Nifat from the Kehilim, in which the Shemen is handled by the Akum, and is absorbed by the Shemen, and is commingled with the Shemen, so it's basically tamudam because it's already old, because it stayed in the interior of the Kehilim for more than 24 hours. But the end of it was in the Tam Mishvah.
So because of that, Kabinakodish Asar, they came to Lako. Even though at the end it was the next Tamuzam, but at the end was the next Tamuzvah, at the end. And then Rabbi Yudin Nisiye was matter. Rabbi Yudin Nisiye was matter. Mashiach came with Gavidvash, where in the Be'en is Nisim Itam Bobo. So if Rabbi Nakodesh didn't matter. So we see that there is a loche of Stam Kelim in the Yemen. Because Rabbi, that was the reason why Rabbi Yudin Nisiye was matter. The Shemen Akum that Rabbi Nakodesh asked. So that's the riot that we say, Stam Kelim, that Stam Kelim in Elam Ne'eman. So then the question arises, if Stam Kelim in the Ne'eman, so why does Rav say that Kelim doesn't become Moser? So Tisha says, Rav is referring to Isakim, where we know that the Chovim used it in the same way. In the same void for a short of time the foot of house is also you should be used to go to Sakim. Avodah, so it's very something very spicy, very sharp. Avodah means time with Namuter at the prophet of Hilfi, Mahri, Malshon, Rishvach. We used to mind the Yemen, you know, but so is it time. So there is a loche that something that had the Bria Sisya. Let's say that something, suppose you had a Sakim. That is the Bria Sisya. But the Bria Sisya is already old. It's more than 24 hours. And then you cut, let's say, red pepper, something that is very sharp, the lachar, with it. So then it will be matlit. It will be matlit. And even though it's already an inimine, but the chufe of the dovachar will be mishabeh. We'll convert it and make it into a Tamishimah. So, but if we say that the reason is why the cultural houses of Goyim is also, because the Goyim cut it to a certain kind of a spice, very sharp. So, because the Goyim cut it with a sakin that had the Bria Sisera, and even though the Bria Sisera is already old, it's more than the Yemei, but the sharpness of that spicy thing is me converted into a Tam Shuk. The year to four Tam Four. So, but if we are going to say that Tam Kelim in the Yemon, so why don't you more have to mention that? So we see that there is a loch at Tam Kelim. Anyway, from this Tesve, so Tesve says that Rav must have referenced to a case where we know that the sakim was used by Yaakov, that same day. Because if we don't know, so why should it be Caleb? So we see from this thesis it appears that thesis didn't explain it anymore the way Rashi explained. Because last time we pointed out that according to Rashi, because Rashi really had a kashi. On one hand, the Gemara passes in the second machlekes between Rabach and Rabineh, about Sakim Trevo, whether you have to be Magler, the Chamba, the Tainan, so the Gemara says, you can say, the Tainan, the Ezirex, all he has to do is just wipe off the grid. On the other hand, why? Because this is Shechite, say, and why does Roman Doma say, the Chamba, because he holds this is Shechite, the Tainan. So we pass the Yilchus of the Tainan, because this is Shechite, the Tainan. On the other hand, we pass the Chumre in the first Machlekes, between Rav and Rav, and we say that Sakish Lein Chovim, so Kelim. But if we pass in the second Machlekes, the Tainan, the Bishashchite is Tainan, so why should it be Kelim? So there couldn't be any Kelim. So Rashi says there is a difference, because the tissue of the Bishashchite is relatively soft. So Mele, even though Bishashchite is Tainan, but on account of the moderate heat, that inheres in the Bishashchite, coupled with the Tuchke Nisakine, so that total heat, the Tuchke Nisakine produces heat, and then there is natural heat in the Bishashchite, So the total heat of the Brisa Shchite combined with the Durke Nisatine is sufficient to be mafriya in something that is relatively soft, like the Brisa Shchite. But it's not sufficient to be mafriya into something that is relatively harsh, like iron, like the substance of the sack. So Mele, according to Rashi, so we say, Hashichem is actually the Jehovah, Rabo Matele, because we are dealing, Rav and Rav Achone have reference to a Zaki, Shalim Jehovah, that is not perfectly spotless clean, that it has some grief, that it adheres to the Zaki, that it adheres to the Zaki. So Mele, when he shechts, so then some of the grief, particles of the grief, flow off from the surface of the satin, and they become absorbed by the relatively soft tissue of the mitzvah. That's why he has to peel off. Masha'inke in the second machlekes. So satin chayfe, so what happened? He was chayfe chayfe. So we passed him that in order to use it, all he has to do is wash it off in cold water. So then all the shamunis of trait will be removed. So he doesn't have to be magic in honey. But one of them says no gham. Why? Because he holds with a kitter seyach. So he's with a kitter seyach. So then it's pilea too. So even the heart substance of the Saki is the layer. But we have a Lutzenes. So the heart substance couldn't be the layer. And if we only have the problem of getting rid of the grief. So we say that no, we need the cold water, so we get rid. We remove the grief. Remove the grief. Machenke over there in the first Machenke. So we are dealing with the Saki that has grief. Of Yisrael. So, and then he was in the chayit, so that was an account of the chayit and chayit. And Doch and Katine, it was absorbed in the relatively soft tissue of the Beis HaShchit. This is how Rashi explained it. So then, Rashi would be able to say, Torech lehamid b'yayim ki bas yeimo, v'yila v'che amai b'yayim v'rav, v'otam kelim shalim v'chol v'mina b'yayim. Because if Teitzves had agreed with Rashi Shite, that Rav is reference to a case where the sakin shel yicholim is not spotless clean, so then there would be no kasha. After all, the Rashi says that we don't apply to the halacha. The test of 24 hours. It's nice time with God. The satin shall be holding it not up with green, so then there would be no cash. After all, the Rashi says, that we don't apply to the halacha of the test of 24 hours. It's nice tamu gam to a BM that adheres to the surface of the keli only to something that is below. So we must say one of two things. Either the tasteless, in order to enable us to say, the thesis agreed with Rashi Shite that Rav is reference to a Saki that is not spotless clean, so then we'll have to say that thesis agreed with the Shite of the Rav, that even in the end, Greece that adheres to the surface of Ikele after 24 hours, it's already Tambo. It's a Machwek, the Rav and the Rav, 2 days in Shokonok, in the Chaber, in Kupay, in phase before Kufay. So in the Mechaber today, so either the Teitzes agrees with the Rav, or if Teitzes doesn't agree with the Rav, So then we have to say that this is in Chilik and Rashis, Pshat in the Gemara, that Rav has reference to Isaki, has reference to Isaki, to Isaki, to Isaki, that Rav has reference to a Isaki that is not spotless. All right. Now, we'll soon see, I mean, the other children. Agav duchkel Isaki lebo, Horab Rav Yitzchok, not worried, so that's one Lashon in the Gemara. That both Rav and Rabbi agree that Beis HaShchit is saying it, so the Talmud of Rabbi does not require an explanation. Rabbi's team does not require an explanation. And why does Rav say the Kelei? Because Agav duchkel Isaki lebo, Rav Rav Yitzchok Rav Meir, or Yimatzchim Tekach, לאחר שנוקחו החלף לבהמו, לארז ולעיקלי וכל המקיים משכות המסעקי, משביבו להם נחלף, אגב דוח כדי סעקי נה. So the sheet of the reform, I mean, we don't pass like that. Most רשיין עם החלק, משכונות, doesn't pass like that. So what the sheet of the reform means, that the Gemara here means, אגב דוח כדי סעקי נה בולה, that every tailor is mavliya if there is duchke nisaki. Every tailor. But most Rishonim say no. It's only duchke nisaki combined with the moderate heat of chen misashrit, of misashrit. But duchke nisaki by itself, uncoupled with chen misashrit, is not mavliya. But the Rebom Pshite is the duchke nisaki itself. Duchke Nisakine itself is Mavliya. Duchke Nisakine itself is Mavliya. In other words, according to the Rebom, if let's say you bought fish in a fish store and then he caught the fish with the same knife that he cuts the dog in Pneim, so it's also according to the Rebom. But we don't pass him like that. So, הרב ביצר ברד מאיר, או ימצ נזרקח, ואחר שנוקו החילת נדעים, או לרזה וליפוי וכל המקים, משחותה ביסק, בשביל בו המנחלת, אגב דוח כדי סכיני, חיים כתמבים, בוסו מתפוחים וחובים, מצריך ליקויים וחומוקים שחות אחרים וחובים, ביקופית של העיר מסכיני. ויש למצי טעם על מלך שלנו, הוא ינת חיים שיש בו עובד. וואי, שנוהגו להוגע, ותאומר, ויש השחית הדף, שריסיח צס מה לתוך כדי סכיני. I mean, this is mentioned. Teisve says it בלושן ודאומו, but the other machine say it as a pshitus, that it's only duchke nisakine combined with chen misashchit. Tav shetiach tzas mani duchke nisakine, teidem yakinu misomuch, de teire nami kopola min erachai, umshan alim es kopola lechechanye, vihashte lilishne di duchke nisakine, tikshu yohoche, de teire nami agam duchke nisakine kopola, lilimotza lishnu yohoche, elo badai, אגב דוח כדי סכיני נאמר לפולה, אלו בסעיף השחיתה, דחי, ואילו אמר בפרק לא בוסו, צונון איבדיש, שחות חי בסעקים של בוסו, עושו לוח לביקוסך. דאגב חוף די צונים, פול איתה סעקים, פול הצון, אבל משום דוח תלוי. So that's the הלוכה of the בחרי, that we learned it out. So, with the הלוכה is, that ידו בחרי, combined with duchke nisakine can be mavliya. Can be, so there are three shittes. The two shittes on the kiliklipe, and then the shittes that can be tila, and there is also a shittes that's mavliya v'chulaui pasuk v'kede nitila. But it's only dovachari combined with duchke nisakine. But the implication being that just duchke nisakine not a dovachari, we're not mavliya. So that's a riot. Alright. Sakin trefu, please. Mashma di sakin sheiro mikula ome bitzein. So the machlekes is only in connection with sakin trefu. And even they only pass like the mandoma bitzein. That means that the sakin that was used in shechtin di beimo trefu is not the layer. Is not the layer. But, so mashma di sakin kshero So according to Mandoma, they're the same. But according to the Mandoma, the Bechamim, so it is belayim. But only second train. Mashma the second sheiro, likulam the same. So one Mandoma only says that if you shech the train with Isaki, so you cannot use it unless you are magalet Bechamim. The implication being that if you shech a sheiro, so you can use it. In other words, you don't have to kasher every time you shech the behemo, a new behemo, so you should be machmer. That you don't have to do. Because here, even one mandoma, who is machmer, so he's only machmer in regard to Isaki, shall train for. But why doesn't he say that because b'sashchite cham, so the mele, every time you have to use Isaki, and the behemo, and if it was used already before an behemo, you have to be maglet, because when you shecht a behemoth sheiro the first time, so it absorbed dam. There was a lot of dam coming out in the course of shechita. So mainly it absorbed the dam. Then when you shecht again, so the chen b'sa shechita, which is reitzchen, is mafni the dam, and that will be absorbed by the Mishashchit of the second name. No one says that. No one requires that the Sheikhet should be Magal the Sacking. After every Shchite, Mashma the Sacking Sheikhet, we call all of it saying it. Vayu Navke Lishchit Bo Pamacheres. The Avar Pindi Meluch Lech Asaki Midan Harbe, Bilav Hoche Yish Dan Harbe Mishashchit. Bila Beim Atzma. So then you can ask a stronger question. Not a difficulty. Call it Mandoma. Mishashchit Riseyach. So how can you ever affect the Shechita Ksheir? Every time you shech, there is so much blood coming out. So with the Shechita Riseyach, so that blood that starts dripping from the Bisa Shechita, some of it, some drops of it, might be nivla in the Bisa Shechita. So all the Shechita should be Asuris. You should have to be killing every Bisa Shechita that you shech. The answer is because there is a principle that agav ditride lifli dam libal. So one couldn't conceive a more tori lifli dam than the bisa shchita in the course of shchita. So since the bisa shchita in the course of shchita is engaged in being pale dam, it cannot absorb its own dam. So for the same reason, you don't have to be magil the sakin after every single shchita, because true that there was a lot of blood coming out during shchita, but that blood, those drops of blood, couldn't be absorbed by the bisa shchita, because the bisa shchita was stored in being peledah. So that's the reason as to why sakin sheiro likul almavitzi. He said, "Glavo chisham har bisa shchita na beimat." Riborim shen tris mon lifli dam, aval achte bo riseyach, afu shochat bo, kshiro, izosa, yom. Now this is a very fundamental remark. When we learned Arubis, we went over, I think, this basis here and the Gemara. The fifth line from the top. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Sakin sheshochat bo, osu lach bebo ridech. Sen amr lo baya adoche, vi amr lo loy baya adoche. Now, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesves and most Rishayim. According to Rashi, so when the Gemara says, first Shmuel says, Sakin Sheshochat Bo Slach Melizeach. If you use this certain Sakin, Shechti Yivayim or Eim of Sheiro, so you cannot you cannot use it in cutting something out. You cannot use it. In other words, let's say, suppose you want to cut a hot apple with the same sake. You cannot. Why? Because if you cut a hot apple, so then some of the blood will be absorbed by them, because the sake has blood in it, on it. So some of the blood will be absorbed by the hot apple. But then, saying in something cold, in order to use the sake on something cold, amre bayo adoche, vi amre loy bayo adoche. So some say you have to rinse it well in cold water before you use it in cutting something cold. And some say you don't even have to rinse it in cold water. All you have to do is take a piece of paper or anything and wipe off. That's it. So, according to Rashi, when Gemara says, Seinen amre lo baya hadoche, the amre lo loy baya hadoche, so it means, if you already use the sake in cutting, let's say, a cold apple, without rinsing the sake, so then you have to rinse the apple. This is how Rashi explains. You don't even have to rinse the apple. But Tesis and most Rishonim, they explain that the Baya Hadoche has reference to the sakin, not to the tzonim, the ichol tzonim, the cold food that you on which you use the sakin. Rashi explains, Amul Baya Hadoche, that if you took the sakin that you used in Shechti Viveira, and you cut an apple, a cold apple with it, you amul baya doche, you have to rinse the apple in order to remove any possible dam that might have been transferred from the sake to the apple. But the Adrishim takes it, the Adrishim say, baya doche, before you are allowed to use the sake on the apple or on the cold apple, you have to rinse it well with cold water. Now let's see the Rashi. Sakin Shishochet, Aydin Bishashchita Niseach, Bileya HaSakin Min Adam, V'Oso Lachter Bo Niseach, Mipnei Shechezer U'Pelet. So the Roshan of Rashi means, Sakin Shishochet Bo, Aydin Bishashchita Niseach, Bileya HaSakin Min Adam, V'Oso Lachter Bo Niseach, Mipnei Shechezer U'Pelet. From this version of Rashi, it's mashma that Shmuel holds that the sakin absorbed was belay adam. When the sakin was used in shechtin, the simonim of the behemoth, shechtin behemoth, so at that time, the interior of the sakin absorbed that. That's how it's mashma, because it says, Aydin v'sashchita v'seyach, belay ha-sakin adam v'osalachta v'seyach, v'sashchita v'pilvi. So first of all, he says, v'sashchita v'seyach. And he says, in other words, that the dam that was absorbed by the hard sakin is niflat, and it's absorbed by its niflat with the resiches of the echel, and it's absorbed by the echel resiches. Alright. So the other Rishonim explained it, that the Boya Adoche has reference to the Sakin itself. Now, the Rashbo here, also the Rashbo that Kuf Yudalet, so he says that according to Rashi, so our Gemore is Chilek on Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel's memory. On two points. Because according to our Gemara, we pass that Hilchas Afim will be tzedek. So you don't have to be magil v'sakin that was used on shechting itreif. Woman Doma says you do have to be married. Why? Because the Halzaki, according to Woman Doma, so we say, Beisashchiter Iseyach. So when you use the sakin and shechting the trefoil, so shamunis of the trefoil was absorbed into the interior of the sakin, was absorbed by the sakin, was absorbed by the sakin. So in order to extract the pliyas yisya, you have to be magid. But according to Adamandoma, we say that we pass. So the hard sakin cannot absorb the shamunis of trefoil. But even though we pass the Hilchas Avodah Tzedek, the hard sakin cannot absorb the shamunis of treifo, but the soft tissue of the bisashchite, so we pass like Rav, can absorb the bien that adheres to the sakin shalak. So according to the Mandoma Hilchas Avodah Tzedek, so we say that the hard sakin cannot absorb the shamunis of trade. And then, even according to Mandoma, who holds that the Bereshrim Bichamim, so he holds that Bishashchit Eliseach, Mimele the Harzaki, can absorb the shamunis of trade, but only Bishakish of trade, but Sakin Sheiro Rikula Alme. And you don't have to be mad. Even according to Mandoma, who says that Bechami, so it's only Sakin Shok Treifo requires Hagol Bechami. But Sakin Shok Sheiro does not require Hagol Bechami. Why? What's the difference between Sakin Sheiro and Sakin Treifo? The answer is because by Sakin Treifo you have Shamunis of Treifo. So the Mele, according to Mandoma, who says Bechami, so he holds Bisashchit Eliseach, so the Bisashchit absorbs, and not Bisashchit absorbs, sorry. So the Harzakin absorbs particles of the Shamunis of the Trei. Mashink in Sakin Shell. So maybe you have to be Maglet in order to extract those particles of the Shamunis of Trei. Mashink in Sakin Shell. So the Shamunis is all right. The only Dovahosar is the drops of blood that come out, that drip down, that drip out from the Beis HaShrite. And the Behemo is trudo, leafly down, so the Mele. So he says, we don't have to worry about it. But Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel says, that Sakin Sheshochad Bo Osu Achta Bo Riseach. And the way Rashi says, Sakin Sheshochad Bo, Aile De Bisa Shchita Riseach, Bilei Ha Sakin Min Adam, Vi Osu Achta Bo Riseach, Mipni Shechizer Upelit Bein. So in other words, so even the Dam, which is Dam Mishrek Shot, so according to Shmuel, so even the dam that is Mishrik Shor can be absorbed by the Sakin. And according to our Gemara, so according to the Psak Hilchas of the Gemara, that Hilchas Avodah Tzedek, so even Shamunis Shel Treifo cannot be absorbed by the Har Sakin. But even according to Mandoma, but you cannot even say that Shmuel agrees with the Mandoma. Rav Nachum HaShmuel agrees with Mandoma who says Bechamim. Because even according to Mandoma who says Bechamim, so only the hard sakin can absorb the Shamunis, but not Dam, because Dam is Mishrek Shor. Because the Dam is Mishrek Shor. So the Rashi, the Chidushim points out that Rashi, that according to Rashi, that Gufid Aleph from the base, so Rav Nachman is chelik an our Gemara on 2 points. On 1 point is chelik because whereas, according to our Gemara, so we passed Hilchas Avodah Tzedek, so the hard sakin cannot absorb anything, cannot even absorb the Shamunis of Treifo, Gratis mit so dieser Münze drin. So, so, and so kann machen says that it can absorb. That it can absorb. And even that it can absorb even that. And then on the other point, that Rav Nachman is chilek on our Gemara. Because according to our Gemara, so in the Mandoma who says Bechami, he'll only say that the Shamunis of Treifor can be absorbed by the Zahar Tzakim. But not Dam, because Dam is Mishrik Shoy. Because Dam is Mishrik Shoy, you'll see in the next day's verse. Dam is Mishrik Shoy, whereas Rav Nachman says that as Rashi explains it, I didn't wish a shrit to say a vileya sakim na dam. So even though Mishrek Shoy is vileya. And that is not so according to our Gemara, even according to Mandoma who says Becham. And we ask him with Zeynen, so you Shamun Shal Trempo in that vileya. Whereas according to Al Nachman, so not only in Shamun Shal Trempo in the heart substance of the sakim can vileya, but even dam that has a tendency to drip down, but a little bit is absorbed by the sakim. So on these two points, so Rav Nachman is chelik. Rav Nachman is chelik on our Gemara. This the Rashba says on our Gemara, according to Rashi. And the Rashba had the girse that we had. Sakim sheshochad bo, I didn't miss a shrita l'seyach, but he has sakim nadam. We also achte bo l'seyach in shechim v'pilevim. Alright. But the Ram had a different girse in Rashi, dafka shidah. Sakin that daf mem in the reed, daf mem in the last paragraph. Sakin she shochad bo also achter bo bosom iseya. Seinen amu lo boya do. Kosa prashes now. וימחות אבות ציינם בו יעדוכת, ההוא ציין. ותמאה ממאי, הסקיקי רשע זר, ליטחית לפורש בבא יעדוכת הציינם כול. ולא מלפירת דיקו יעסק. מוס רשעינים אקספלינד גמורה, תתאם לבא יעדוכת זה רפרס לסקי. בו תרשע אקספלינד זה, בא יעדוכת לצי דקול דאפל, that he cut with this sack. So you have to reason, why was רשע אמין? Of course, that's not in consonance with the plain meaning of the Gemara. Why Sotesva says that Rashi was midayik from the Loshon Kevo, Baye in Aramaic, so he's Loshon Kevo. So Mimele, he came to the conclusion, this is what Tesva says, the next Tesva, that it has reference to the Saki. I mean, that it has reference to the boss. ותמען מאי סיקל רשע נדרג בפורש דבאי הדוחה הציינים קוי ולא מולי פירש דיקוי עסק ולא עושה לושן באי שהוא לושן ניקי בו כיפש ונראה לי שהסקיקי לפורש כן ולבנסקינו ליהו בפרקם דיסקין ששוחד פותריו דיפליגי פה רבה חברתי ובסקין נעלו ויהיו חסה אפילו בציני דיאל מנחים ביס השחיד קודם כל כך שיבלי עסק שהוא קוש. So the reason as to why Rashi was daring that, and he didn't explain it, Kibshute, I mean in line with the grammar, with the Aramaic grammar, is because Rashi was bothered by a certain kash. Rashi was bothered by a certain kash. Because our Gemara says, Sakin Shishochad Botreif, we give God Rabach and Rabin. So as Rashi explains it there, because we pass Milchasafil Bitzeinen, that Bisashchit is Seinen. So since Bisashchit is Seinen, so it's impossible for the Bisashchit to be Mavliya in something that is hard. It can only be Mavliya in something that is relatively soft, but not in something that is hard like a sack. דאו מנחים מתשחיתי גודל כל כך שיבלי עסקים שהוא קושי וכמשיקוס רשת זה אבל לא דאי הילקה הכל חיקום השמואל סקים ששוחד בו όσο άνθρωπο ποσό, λουι πόλη μαδελουνίς και λυσάκι μπαντοχε. Τι πάντα η μηδίχα και την ψιάχτη από, σαν λεγό. So, έλω κόμμα όσο άνθρωπο λυσέα, χαίνε λέμα, σιμχώτα από κέντε μαντοχα σαν σάκι, όσο, χαγού ποσό λυσέα, מי פליטיח אז דם של עסקי, ומסג עלי לבוס על מהדוחי, וכיל משחי על כורחים כי אמרינו, בסחוך הציין אבו הבעיה הדוחי, לא יקוי עסקי, שמידיח היה פליטיח סגי, אלא הציין מהדר, לא עם השמחות אבו ציין, כי אם הדוחי, איסי ציין בו הדוחי, ואמרו לו דפו הדוחי לבוי, ומי שאדם מציין מספור ונפיל, אבל בריסח, משחל כאילו בניו, משחל כאילו בניו, So in other words, the Raya of Rashi is because of this stira. On one hand, we passed in the Nahal Gimore that means that the Chitnis HaShchite is not capable of being Mavliya in something hard like a Zaki. So then, why does Amnachman say that Riseyach, also Achto Riseyach? Why not? Why the Riseyach will be Mavliya? There was nothing Nivla. It's in the Sakin. Sakin is hard, it cannot be Beleya through the freedom of Sashrite. So because of that, Rashi came, Rashi had to be Deichik, and say that here when Rav Nachman says Sakin Shishochat Borosolach, the Beleseyach, he doesn't mean that you have to make a Gore. No, you don't need a Gore. But if you use a certain Sakin in Shechting a Behemo, in Shechting a Behemo, and then without rinsing off that sake, without rinsing off the drops of blood that adhere to the sake, he used the sake in cutting something hard, hard piece of meat or hard apple, anything hard. So then that hard piece of food becomes awesome. Why? Because in view of the fact that he didn't rinse, he didn't wash off the drops of blood that remained on the surface of the sake. So, and then he used that in cutting a hot piece of fish or meat or food. So the mele, the hot, the riseach, was mavliya the drops of blood that still adhered on the sake. But in Echnami, if he washed it off with cold water, then he can chatchila use it in cutting hot food. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara. So mele, if we explain the first part of Rav Nachman's memory, Sakin Shishochat Borosolach Tebogeseach, not in the sense that you must be magle in order to use it on hot, and rinsing the sakin will not be enough. No, of course if you rinse it with cold water, then you can use cut any hot food with the sakin. But it means that if you use that any hot food without rinsing it off first, so the mele, the drops of blood became absorbed by the hot food, the mele, the hot food becomes awesome. This is what it means. So then the second part of the memre, say then, so he couldn't say, Seinen Amr Levai Hadoche De Sakin, because then it would imply that in connection with Riseyach, so rinsing of the Sakin is not sufficient. And according to Rashi, so even in connection with Riseyach, rinsing of the Sakin is sufficient. So the Melei, where Rashi was forced to say, Amr Levai Hadoche, in other words, suppose he cut it, he already, without rinsing the sake. Of course, if he rinses the sake, then it can be used on cold, it can be used on hot. But if he didn't use, if he didn't rinse the sake, so if he used it on a hot food, then the hot food becomes awesome. If he used it on cold food, without rinsing the sake, so then there is one motion that he has to rinse off the cold food, the cold apple. And there is another washing, he doesn't even have to rinse off the cold food. This is, so the Ram doesn't mention, when he quotes the washing of Rashi, he doesn't mention this washing, So obviously the Ran had different hearsay in Rashi, and the Ran did not have that lotion of Rashi. I don't miss a shrit of the Seyach, Bilea Asakim Nadam, the Osa Lachter of the Seyach, the Shechizer of Pilipay, because that lotion has the connotation of Shechizer of Pilipay. In other words, Dam was absorbed by the Sakim and then it's different. No! It was never absorbed. And then, according to the Ran's Pshat Rashi, so Rav Nachman doesn't hold that Bisashrita Viseach. And here Rashi says, Bisashrita Viseach. So obviously the Ran has a different years in Rashi. So in other words, so the Rashbo, an our Gemore, he mentions this Rashi, and he says that according to Rashi, so Rav Nachman is Chilik, an our Gemore, on 2 points. First of all, on 1 point number one, that our Gemara says Vilchas Afilu Bitzelen, that something that is hard like his Hakim cannot be Bilya Yimisham Nishal Trev. And then Rav Nachman, and then Rav Nachman says that it is Bilya. Then the second point, because according to our Gemara, so the Madonna who says Bichami, but Dam, it is not Bilya. Dam, it is not Bilya. Why? Because the Sakim cannot be Bilya Dam. Because the Mishrek Shoik, and here Rav Nachman says that the Sakin was believed down to some of these 2 points. And we don't pass like Rav Nachman, we pass like our Gemara. This is how the Rashba says in Rashi. But the Ram had a different gear say in Rashi, and according to the Ram, there is no machlekes between the Sugyat of Kufyudalet and the Sugyat. This is how the Rashi, but according to the Rashbo, according to Rashi, there is a machleket between Rav Nachman of Kufyudalet and our part now. But then the Rashbo himself mentions another shita. This is the Rashi, this is the Rashbo's pshat in Rashi. But then the Rashbo himself has another pshat in the Gemara, in our Gemara. So the Rashbo says, because according to Rashi, when Rav says Chile, Rav is reference to a case where the Sakin is not spotless. But if the Sakin is spotless, so then Rav wouldn't say Chile. Because we pass me that Bisashrita is Seinen. So since Bisashrita is Seinen, so even though there is a chim bisashrite and toch kedisakine, it could only be nifla in something soft, but not in the sakin, something hard like the sakin. Sakin. The Rashbo himself says no. That according to Rav, that keli, so that means, so Rav doesn't have reference only to a sakin that is not clean, that has some grease adhering to it. No, the Rav is reference to a spotless clean sakin. To a spotless clean sakin. And Lefluk, Teisves agrees with Rashbo. Because Teisves says, so Lahamin Piedin Boshi Basyemo, too we can apply the Teisves according to the Shite of the Adaran that is mentioned in Taruves, that even a grease that adheres to the surface, so you also say after 24 hours, but it's not mashmala yet. So the Rashbo says that Rav is reference to a spotless clean sakin that does not have any bien. And still Rav says, Caleb. And even though we pass that, like the Mandoma, Hilchas Afilu Bitzelen, that means that Bisashrita is Seinen, but Chem Bisashrita, combined with Durken Sakine, can be Mavliya, not only in something that is relatively soft, as Rashi says, but even in something that is relatively hard. So Chem Bisashrita combined with Durken Sakine, the Rashi says, can be Mavliya in something that is hard, but it requires a greater degree of heat to be Mavliya than to be Mavliya. So Mele, on one hand, we pass You see, so on one hand we have a machlekes and a second machlekes between Rav Acher and Rabin. So Chadom Avichami and Chadom Vitzayim. So one, the Mandoma who says Vichami, he holds that Bishashkite is Riseach Mamish. If it's Riseach Mamish, not only can it be Mavriya, it can be Mavri too. So because of that, he says, if a certain sakin shall shrite was used, ani behimot reifo, so memele the behimot reifo, and so memele the sakin, the hard sakin, absorb shamunes of treifo, then if you want to use it ani behimot sheiro, ani behimot sheiro, you have to be magle, because if you're not going to be magle, so the shamnunes, the particles of the shamnunes of treifo that absorb, if it is beluach in the interior of the sakin, in the course of shrite, of the kshiro, so will be nifla, because b'sam shrite viseach, so it has a din of viseach lechol advorim, like the viseach of eish, so it's mavriya, it's mavri, it's everything. So here too, it's mavriya and mavri. Of course, only kiliklipe, I mean, it couldn't be mavri. Even if we say b'sam shrite viseach, it couldn't be mavriya and mavri, more than kiliklipe. But according to Mandoma, we said the honey, so it's mavriya kiliklipe, and it's mavri kiliklipe. That's why he says, if his sakin was used on a treifo, so it absorbed. So the sakin absorbed particles of the treifo, of shamanis of treifo, then if you're not magle in hot water, so then you use the sakin, even though you clean it out, you rinse it with cold water, but when you use it again on the Beis HaShrite, so the Riseach of the Beis HaShrite will extract some particles of Shamunis of Reifo, and that will be absorbed. In short, according to Mandoma, who says Bechamin, so he holds Beis HaShrite is Riseach, so Mele it's Mavli Amav. And then the other Mandoma says Bitzin. And we pass like that. Why? Because true, he can agree with Rav that killing, because even though it's Bishashrite Tzeinen, but on account of Chim Bishashrite combined with the Tuch Kedisakine, so it can be Mavriya, not only in something soft, but even in something hard. But since it's not real Chim of Yatzil Enes, so the male Mavrit it cannot. Mavrit it cannot. So that's why it's Bitzayin is enough. But Mavriya it can. So the Mele you have to be careful. This is the sheet of the Rajma. This is the sheet of the Rajma. Now, so it's very possible that Teisus, it's very likely when Teisus says, so Yohami, b'yedim bo shei pasyeim. So we could explain the Teisus in line with the sheet of Rashi. And the reason he says, b'yedim pasyeim, because he agrees with the other sheet of the Rajma that is mentioned in Simen Kufbeis, I think, in Tarubes, that even a grease that adheres to the surface of the kele after 24 hours, it gives a tampo. But it's more mistaber that Teisves doesn't agree with Rashi Shite, and the Teisves applies Rav's din to the case where the sakin is a spotless clean sakin. And still Rav says Kelim. Why? And still Rav says Kelim. Alright. Now. So the question is, here the Gemara says if there is a rag, so you can cash it by wiping it with a rag, and there the Gemara says that in order to be able to use it for coal, you need banging it in the hard karka 10 times. We don't know exactly what they do. They don't know what they do. But they don't know what they do. They don't know what they do. Is that they don't know what they do. And they don't. So, in other words, when do we require that it should make the Yitze Bikarke, Yud Biyomim, that is only if it was used constantly. But were it used just once, so then just wiping it is enough. Avo mitir pesakish lo nechol, mitir shechit chim beyis atomit, nidwe yasham yunis, ven yeitzi menu bo yitzi. We have the tam pirish. We have the tam pirish. Mishu yohosom, chaitir beyis ariseach. Avo hoche kosova bis ashchit etzel. Avo hoche kosova bis ashchit etzel. So, in other words, over there, so it was used before in the Seach. But here, he holds Kbisa Shechit Etzein, and so it wasn't used in the Seach. So, Memele, so why, if it was used in the Seach, so then, even though he's going to do it for the purpose of using it now, but since it was used before by the Akum, Bereseach, so Memele, it became so firmly attached to the service that in order to knock it off, you must bang it against the Karaka 10 times. Masheinkein here, so we will hold this Ashchite Itzeinen, so Memele, it cannot become firmly attached, that it becomes impregnated in the surface. So it is only loosely, since it was used in the Bisashrita Isena, and so it can only loosely adhere to the surface. So Mimele, Bilisri Pasoizno. We have Tam Pirish, the awesome Hita Bisar Isaiah, because of Bisha Shabbat. Because of the Pirushi, if you call a boss or a Shmuel, Sakin Shishoch at boss or after we say, but if you dicho, Kidimash of boss or Oche, become a lach to vote in, I'm the Bayadoch, Pirush a Sakin, Viloi, Kipirush a Kuntres, the Pirush of the Apostle Koe, Midinok at Baye, Losh in the cable. So it's a Raya not like Rashi. So it's a Raya that it has reference to the Sakin itself. That the reason is why Rav Nachman says, also Achter Bereseach, and he doesn't agree with the Ram, that the Dalet, the Ram's Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi explained Rav Nachman's din, that when that Rav Nachman says, also Achter Bereseach, that if he didn't rinse out the sacking, and then he caught something hot, so there's something hot that he caught with that sacking becomes awesome. No, but it means that in order to be able to cut something hot, so it isn't sufficient to rinse it with cold water, but he has to be magled in hot water. Why? Why? Because he has to extract the bleeding. It was bileya. Why was it bileya? How was it bileya? Because bisashchit riseach. Al mikasova bisashchit riseach. Afil hoche lach b'botzeinen loy boyenit. So even though Rav Nachman holds that this Ashkita Riseach, but in order to cut something that is cold, so he doesn't have to be named the Karkes of Yomi. He just, according to one lotion, he just has to be Madiach in cold water. But according to Rav Netam, even before it was used by Iser, Bihamim, even though now he wants to use it in cold Beheter, so he has to knocked off 10 times. So we see that even before it was used in Chami, Beiser, but if now his intention is to use it in coal, he doesn't have to be Neiz Bikarkas upon. The Yishlema Bishan also, the Leki Yisrael Mishvidam, Vidam Nibolakalkar, Vidam Mishrek Shorek, Mikomokim also Achter Boriseach, we are feeling the same way Adoche and Kiniach, Kiniach, we are not the boy Adoche, Mishim Shiyish Reim Dao Asakim, Mekvei Di Yisre, Di Oso Lechatchila, Vidam Mishrek Shorek, Mishiyish Reim Dao Bikar.
In the tasteless, the Afchesa Mubeis, Dibur HaMaskla, Shifa Bissach Shul Yitchovim, Ravu Makili. So Teisu says, Torah Lahamid B'yedim Boshi Bas Yemo, Di Lavo Ha Mai Kili Fle Rav, Hostam Kilim Shul Yitchovim Inim B'yemo. So I said that the Teisu can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining the Teisu is that according to Teisu's, so Rav has reference to a case where the sakin was not a spotless clean sakin. So mele the shamnunes that is on the surface of the sakin might be nivla in the Beis Hashem. So why does he say so lahamid yedin boshi basimo? The yedin boshi basimo. Because the reason he did the Rishayim is the sheet of the Ram, the Mechaber, in Tahuves, and mentions both there. It's a machlekes between the Rajbo and the Ram. So the sheet of the Ram is that even in respect to a grease that adheres to the surface, so we apply the aloche of Nesitam Livdam after 24 hours.